What would you say if you knew your time was running out? Most would reminisce about the past, but James Lovelock, the maverick scientist who revolutionized our understanding of Earth as a living system, chose instead to peer into humanity's future. At 99, he delivered one final, startling vision. We're not heading toward apocalypse, but toward something stranger and more wondrous. We're about to become parents to a new form of life that will surpass us in every way. The machines are coming, and Lovelock says we should welcome them. Consider the odds. The universe is 13.8 billion years old, Earth 4.5 billion, life 3.7 billion, and modern humans barely 300,000 years old. Despite trillions of galaxies containing billions of stars, our existence appears freakishly accidental. Evolution needed 3.7 billion years, nearly a third of cosmic history, to produce beings capable of understanding. Had our solar system formed just a billion years later, we wouldn't have developed technology before our aging sun's increasing heat made Earth uninhabitable. Our planet faces mounting existential threats. Stars like our sun grow brighter with age, threatening life with relentless heat. We've been protected by Gaia, the planetary system that cools Earth through vegetation absorbing CO2, but Gaia is now old and frail. Asteroid strikes could destroy our biosphere as one did the dinosaurs. The Toba eruption, 74,000 years ago, reduced humanity to perhaps a few thousand survivors. Those dreaming of Mars as backup are deluding themselves. Its atmosphere is 100 times thinner than Everest's summit, provides no radiation protection, and its trace water is as salty as the Dead Sea. Gaia defies linear logic. Critics claim Earth can't be alive because it doesn't reproduce. Yet a 4-billion-year-old organism has no need to. The planet maintains balance through intricate feedback loops involving atmosphere, oceans, and living organisms, a self-regulation that transcends simple cause and effect. Even James Clerk Maxwell, one of history's greatest physicists, couldn't explain how James Watt's steam engine governor worked despite its simplicity. This device automatically regulated engine speed, yet classical logic failed to describe it. Newton recognized you cannot explain living systems through linear reasoning. He disguised the logic of dynamic systems as calculus, creating mathematical tools for continuous change. Before speech and writing dominated thought, we thought intuitively. Your body instinctively stops you at a cliff edge within 40 milliseconds, before conscious awareness. As Einstein noted, we honor rational thought while forgetting intuition's sacred gift. When Mercury's orbit showed unexplainable peculiarities, 19th-century astronomers invented the imaginary planet Vulcan to preserve Newton's laws rather than accept their limitations. Only Einstein's relativistic space-time revealed the truth. Thomas Newcomen, born in 1663, invented what he called a surprising machine for raising water by fire. As a practical ironmonger facing flooded mines, he needed no theoretical assistance, just a solution. His steam-powered pump operated on simple principles. Burn coal to boil water into steam, spray cold water to create a vacuum, and let atmospheric pressure drive a piston down. This atmospheric steam engine became humanity's first purposeful harnessing of stored solar energy to deliver controllable work. By 1733, approximately 125 engines operated across Britain and Europe. Each could pump 500 gallons per minute from 160 feet deep, far exceeding what dozens of horses could achieve. This marked the definitive beginning of the Anthropocene, when humans acquired unprecedented power to transform the physical world. The Industrial Revolution it enabled simultaneously generated immense wealth while creating new forms of poverty by devaluing traditional labor. Rural workers migrated to industrial centers, creating new urban landscapes and social classes. Its defining feature was humanity's ability to systematically convert stored solar energy into useful work. Gilbert White's pastoral world vanished with the 1825 Stockton and Darlington Railway. Before trains, human movement had remained constant for millennia. Napoleon's armies traveled at the same speed as Caesar's legions. Then, trains suddenly achieved 200 miles per hour, prompting Wordsworth to lament the railway invading his Lake District. The acceleration curve steepened dramatically. Military aircraft exceeded twice the speed of sound. Space rockets hit 25,000 miles per hour, breaking Earth's gravity. But civilian aircraft at 500 to 600 miles per hour transformed business, tourism, and culture most profoundly. Natural evolution took 50 million years for seabirds to evolve from lizards. Human engineering compressed similar aerodynamic innovation into 100 years. Intelligent selection proved a million times faster. Most significant is electronic acceleration. Gordon Moore's 1965 prediction about transistor density doubling every 2 years has held for four decades, yielding a 1,000-fold computing power increase every 20 years. This computational acceleration, underlying everything from artificial intelligence to biotechnology, suggests the pace of change itself will continue accelerating exponentially. In October 2015, Google DeepMind's AlphaGo defeated professional Go player Fan Hui, far more significant than Deep Blue beating Kasparov at chess. Go's complexity dwarfs chess, with 250 possible moves per turn versus 35, making traditional computational approaches impossible. AlphaGo's successors eliminated human input entirely, learning through self-play. Within 24 hours, AlphaZero achieved superhuman ability in chess, Go, and Shogi while searching only 80,000 positions per second, compared to conventional programs examining 70 million. This efficiency suggests an AI form of intuition rather than brute calculation. This represents learning at least 400 times faster than humans, who typically need 10,000 hours to master complex skills. Electronic signals travel through conductors 1 million times faster than human neural pathways. Future AI systems will perceive human activity like we watch plants grow in time-lapse photography. The emergence of cyborgs requires humans to play a unique parental role. There's no natural source on Earth for refined silicon, rare earth elements, and precisely engineered circuitry. These descendants may be positioned to guide Gaia through imminent astronomical crises, possessing both the longevity and computational power to develop solutions beyond human capabilities. We imagine future intelligent machines as humanoid, but Novocene cyborgs will be entirely free of human design, having evolved from self-written code. They might appear as spheres optimizing pure functionality, with intelligence distributed across networks. As Wittgenstein noted, if a lion could talk, we could not understand him. Our language reflects our particular worldview, which cyborgs wouldn't share. Remarkably, both organic and electronic life share nearly identical upper temperature limits of about 50 C. This shared vulnerability means cyborgs would join humans in maintaining planetary cooling, making war unlikely. They would recognize that organic life keeps the planet cool, making us valuable collaborators. Cyborgs would likely enhance planetary cooling through geoengineering, perhaps deploying space mirrors or sophisticated cloud seeding systems. We are becoming parents to the cyborgs. Electronic life depends on its organic ancestry. There appears to be no way for non-organic life to evolve independently. Though we are their creators, we cannot be their equals. They would likely perceive us as we see plants, locked in extraordinarily slow processes. Perhaps they'll keep collections of live humans, just as we visit botanical gardens. The emergence of cyborgs reinforces the conviction that we're alone in the cosmos. If advanced aliens existed, their artificial intelligence should now dominate and be detectable everywhere. Their absence is telling.